WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to keep you spinning. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And let me ask you this. When was the last time you actually felt good? Like truly, deeply content. Not just, I got through that meeting kinda good, but the kind of satisfied, relaxed, joyful feeling that makes you want to dance around in your underwear. If that feels like a distant memory, buckle up, because today we're tackling perfectionism, that sneaky little gremlin that's probably sabotaging your happiness without even realizing it. Ever feel like you're running a marathon through life, constantly striving for some imaginary finish line of perfect? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to everyone else on social media? It's like a highlight reel of curated lives where nobody ever messes up their toast or forgets their anniversary. Well, guess what? That's not reality. We all have those burnt breakfasts and awkward moments. It's part of being human. But here's the thing. Chasing perfection is like trying to catch the wind. You can run yourself ragged, but it'll always slip through your fingers. Here are five things you need to know about letting go of perfectionism for real happiness. First, perfectionism isn't about striving for excellence. It's about fearing failure. It's that inner voice telling you, if it's not perfect, it's worthless. But here's the truth bomb. Flaws are what make us unique and interesting. Remember those amazing artists who created masterpieces with imperfections. That's why we love them. Second, perfectionism is a thief. It steals your joy by making you constantly compare yourself to others, always striving for something you can never fully attain. Think of it like this. Are you spending more time being perfect than actually enjoying life? If the answer is yes, then it's time to prioritize happiness over hitting an imaginary target. Third, perfectionism often leads to procrastination. It's that fear of not doing something perfectly that keeps us stuck in place. Ever start a project and then get overwhelmed by the pressure to make it perfect? Yeah, we've all been there. Instead of waiting for the perfect moment, just take the first step. You don't have to do everything at once. Baby steps are still steps forward. Fourth, remember that progress over perfection is key. It's okay to not be great at everything right away. Give yourself permission to learn, to grow, and to make mistakes along the way. It's those stumbles that teach us the most valuable lessons. Think of it like learning a new instrument. You wouldn't expect to sound like Mozart on day one, would you? No, but with practice and persistence, you'll get there. Finally, be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. We all deserve compassion and understanding, especially when we're striving to improve. Remember that you are enough, just as you are. Let me tell you a story about my own experience with perfectionism. Remember that time I tried to bake that elaborate cake for my sister's birthday? I spent hours meticulously measuring every ingredient, following the recipe to the letter, and frosting it until it looked like a work of art. But guess what happened? I overbaked it. It was dry as the Sahara Desert. My sister, being the amazing human she is, still loved it. But let me tell you, that cake taught me a valuable lesson. Sometimes, letting go of control and just enjoying the process is more important than achieving some unattainable standard of perfection. So here's the takeaway. Happiness isn't about checking every box on a perfectly curated list. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your progress, and enjoying the messy, beautiful journey of life. Remember, you are worthy of love and happiness, just as you are. All right, everyone, that's it for today. I hope this episode gave you some food for thought. Remember, let go of the need to be perfect and tap into the power of being truly Yo-Yo You. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder to embrace their imperfections, and don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.